Alrighty, well, we've got a lot more going on here, particularly trying to see if we can solve a problem with a basement. Rich is on the phone with us right now. Rich, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Good. Tell us what's going on there and some of the concerns you have underneath your house.
All right. And I've got a full-size basement, and it's got one of those big laminated, you know, wooden beams that goes right down through the middle, and it's got the metal poles that you can screw up and down to, you know, make it adjustable. But pretty much that runs the whole way down along the length of my basement, down the middle. At the one end, the outside skim coat had cracked, and I was looking like, well, what's going on? Why would that crack? And I go inside, and the block, when I'm in the basement looking up at the block at that wall where this crack is, the upper row of block, just the one block right to the left of the beam, has been pushed out, and it's cracked the skim coat. It's maybe pushed out, I don't know, half an inch, a third of an inch, something like that. So, A, I'm sitting there, why did that happen? And B, what do I do? Do I, you know, go get a bottle jack and pop it up and pull that thing out and put it back in, or why?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
So now the laminated beam and the screw jacks that are going down the middle of the house, I assume that was added at some point. It was not original.
Oh, no. I mean, that's how it was built. I mean, it's got those big metal poles.
I see.
You know, I don't know. They're like 8 feet tall in the basement or whatever. That was how it was built in the first place.
Oh, okay.
As far as I know.
I got you. Okay. All right.
I've been there 17 years and they were there when I bought it. So.
Okay. Well, a lot of times, anytime you have a crack or something pushing out is a kind of a bulging problem, which means that the vertical load on it is pushing that block out. Now, that could be the case in this situation. I thought maybe that this is what motivated someone to put that laminated beam under there. What do you think, Joe? You think there's anything to worry about here, or do you think maybe putting a bottle jack in there to try to reposition that would be a good idea?
Yeah, I think if you have blocks cracking and pushing out, there's always a little bit of concern. But Rich, let me ask you, the end of the beam, is that sitting where it meets the wall? Is that sitting in a pocket that they made in the wall itself?
Yeah, it's like cut the edge of the cinder block and put it back. Yep. It goes back in behind the surface from the front, but I can see that's it. I can't see, so I don't know what's back there, if it's swelled
shifted. That's pretty typical. Yeah, but that's the end of the beam. It ends right there, right? Yeah. Well, if it's the beam itself is, because it's the end of the beam, is putting a lot of pressure on that wall and causing some problems. I mean, a simple solution, which is perfectly good way to do it, is get another adjustable, they're called jack posts, by the way, these adjustable, they're often sold as jack posts. Get another one and put it right there against the wall, directly under the beam, crank it up, and that will support the end of the beam rather than have it sit on this block, the pocket that they cut in the block wall, just in case that's the problem. And then as far as the block that's bulging out, yeah, I would definitely repair it. I mean, because even if it doesn't move anymore, you don't want it popping out that far and crack, as you said, it cracked the skim coat on the outside. Water is going to get in there. That's what I would suggest, is just getting in another adjustable. You can buy these jack posts for about $60 or so, $65, and crank it up there and let that support the end of the beam, not the wall.
Okay. Should I pop the block out completely and make
does it seem loose at all?
Make sure there's nothing else. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's shifted. I thought, you know, if I pop it up when I put that extra jack in or whatever, I could maybe loosen it up and then, you know, re-caulk it or whatever, try to re-mortar it or something.
Yeah.
It'd be a mess and pain in the butt, but
If it's loose a little bit, you might be able to tap it back into alignment. So I would take a 2x4, 2x6, hold it up against it on the outside, obviously, and get a 3-pound sledge or something like that, and just give it a few taps. You don't want to cause too much damage, of course. You just want to tap it and see if it starts to move. You might be able to just tap it right back into place. Then, of course, you have to refinish the exterior skim coat and caulk it.
Yep. Okay.
All right, man. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hot Rich, thanks so much for being with us, and I hope you have a great weekend. Foundation problems are never fun. They're scary, but so many times they look a lot worse than they really are. So just a little bit of adjustment, a little bit of shoring up is all that's necessary to have a good, strong foundation.